I'm Graham Pascoe, continuing morning music program for your enjoyment. I'll be playing recordings by people including Rosemary Clooney and Mary Wells, Kerry Bedell, fine Australian singer, Webster Booth and Ann Ziegler later in the program. At about 10:30, I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. It's an Australian singer. And incidentally, radio broadcasts, I believe, started in Australia in the early or mid-1920s. The first radio broadcast in the USA was this day in 1914, and a broadcast from Wanamaker's New York store to being received in their Philadelphia store. Was La Bamba, sung by Ritchie Valens. That was a hit in 1959. I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth in 1941 of Ritchie Valens. And this day in 1981 in London, the Andrew Lloyd Webber show Cats was first performed. Here's perhaps the best known song from Cats.
Begins to moan.
From the musical production Cats, the British soprano Leslie Garrett sang Memory with the Royal Philharmonic Pops Orchestra. Time to hear now a couple of recordings from the late 50s and early 60s.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go on, go on, until you reach the end of the line. But I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laughed and call me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. I know that one day and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of time.
Brooke Benton sang It's Just a Matter of Time. That was a hit for Brooke Benton in 1959, I think it was. In a moment, I'm going to play a number one hit from 1964. Time now to hear Mary Wells.
Mary Wells.
Mary Wells' recording of My Guy reached the top of our charts in 1964. The program is Morning Music. I'm Graham Pascoe. In 1955, Richard Adler and Jerry Ross wrote the score for a Broadway production, The Pajama Game. Here are two songs that I've selected from the score of Pajama Game.
you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high-flying cloud. Though he won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday he'll come to you. You had better forget him, him with his nose in the air. He has you dancing on a string. Break it and he won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other? Get him, him with his nose in the air. He has you dancing on a string. Break it and he won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
From the 1955 Broadway show Pajama Game, Graham Bell's band played Hernando's Hideaway and Rosemary Clooney sang Hey There. Here's a song from a 1937 motion picture.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep it's still three. The way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Fred Astaire sang They Can't Take That Away to Me, or From Me, just as he sang it in the 1937 motion picture Shall We Dance, in which he co-starred with Ginger Rogers. The song was nominated for the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1937. The score for the film was written by George and Ira Gershwin. And in not too long, I'm going to play another couple of songs from Shall We Dance. It's time to introduce my singer of renown for this week. He's an Australian-based baritone, born in Melbourne, in Adelaide rather, in 1882. He apprenticed as a plumber, but then studied singing and had success at the Ballarat South Street, Stedford, and then went to London where he continued to sing and developed a very successful career. He's said to have made over 3,000 recordings, so quite a challenge to decide which one I'll play. I'm referring, of course, to Peter Dawson.
Stars and heaven were shining bright, far away from the footlights' glare, into the sweet and scented air of a quaint old Cornish town. Born from afar in a gentle breeze, joining the murmur of summer seas, distant tones of an old world dance, played by the village band perchance on the calm air came floating. I thought I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, the big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium. Far away as in a trance, I heard the sound of the floral dance. And soon I heard it bustling and prancing, and then I saw the whole village was dancing. In and out of the houses they came, old folk, young folk, all the same, and that quaint old Cornish tone. Every boy took a girl by the waist and hurried her off in tremendous haste. Whether they knew one another, I care not. Whether they cared at all, I know not. But they kissed as they danced along. And there was the band with the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium. Each one making the most of his chance, all together in the floral dance. I felt so lonely standing there, and I could only stand and stare, for I had no maid with me. Lonely I should have to be in that quaint old Cornish town. When suddenly hastening down the lane, a figure I knew I saw quite plain, with outstretched hands I rushed along and carried her into that merry throng, and fiddle and all went dancing at all. We danced the band. Making the most of his chance, all together the floral dance, dancing here, dancing there, jigging, jogging everywhere, up and down and around the town. Hoorah for the Cornish floral dance.
The Floral Dance was written by Kate Moss, and it was undoubtedly the best-selling recording of the over 3,000 records made by Peter Dawson, my singer of renown for this week.
Did you miss your favourite 2MCE program on the radio? Or do you just want to listen to it again? Well, you can listen online. Go to 2MCE.org, listen on demand, where you can listen when it suits you. 2MCE.org, listen on demand. Some of your favourite 2MCE on the radio programs online.
On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio.
That's 2MCE.org, listen on demand.
My morning music programs are available, listen on demand. Normally there's some delay, inevitably, before they're available on demand, but something to bear in mind.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when he said that man could fly. They told Mark only wireless was phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we'd never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a vow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Hee, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
In the motion picture Shall We Dance, Ginger Rogers sang They All Laughed. That recording was by J.P. Morgan. And my final selection from Shall We Dance is this one. In the film, was sung by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Let's call the whole thing off.
Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. 'Cause you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It's plain to see we two will never make one.
Something must be done.
You say either, and I say either. You say neither, I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part.
And oh,
if we apart, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
You say laughter and I say laughter.
You say after, and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. You like Havana, and I like Havana. You eat banana, and I eat banana. Havana, Havana, banana, banana. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like oysters and I like oysters, I'll take oysters and give up oysters. No, we, no, we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
That was the soundtrack recording from the motion picture Shall We Dance of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers singing and dancing Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, written by George and Ira Gershwin. Here's a delightful recording by an Australian singer.
My life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye, my baby. Forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning. Though I've loved you for a million years, if I thought our love was ending, I'd find myself drowning in my own tears. Oh, you are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always stay around. You are the apple of my eye. Yes, you are. Forever you'll stay in this heart. You must have known lonely, because you came to my rescue, yeah. And I know this must be heaven. I've got so much love, the inside of you. You are the sunshine of my life, baby. That's why I'll always stay around. You are you'll stay in this heart. You're the sunshine, you're my apple. You know I've loved you. I don't want to leave you, baby. You are the sunshine, you are my star, my shining star. You're the apple of my eye, and I know that I was lonely.
Kerry Madel sang You Are the Sunshine of My Life, written by Stevie Wonder, who was born this day in 1950.
The bells of St. Mary's at sweet eventide shall call me beloved to come to your side. And out in the valley, in sound of the sea, I know you'll be waiting, yes, waiting for me. The bells of St. Mary's are here, they are calling the young loves, the true loves who come from the sea. And so my beloved, when red leaves are falling, the love bells shall ring out for you and me. Of St. Mary's, I'll wait there with you in your soft wedding dress with its ribbons so blue. In the church of St. Mary's, sweet voices shall sing for you and me, dearest, the wedding bells ring. The bells of St.
Emmett Adams wrote the music and Douglas Ferber the lyrics for The Bells of St. Mary's. Webster Booth and Ann Ziegler recorded it in 1946.
On the 1st of May, it is moving day. Spring is here, so throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust in the city's just you wait. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your cover. Let when it rains, we laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook. Reception in a beanery, bless our mountain greenery home. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. I'll let them sting.
Earlier in my program, I paid Ella Fitzgerald's recording of Spring Is Here, a song written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. Rodgers and Hart wrote the song you just heard, Mountain Greenery. They wrote it in 1926 for a New York review called Garrick Gaieties. Once again, the singer was Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman. Enjoy now a couple of Australian recordings. Judy Bailey showed her talents as a pianist in Just the Way You Are, a composition of Billy Joel. And then George Goller's orchestra, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. That was written by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. George Goller, fine guitar player and bandleader. I'm Graham Pascoe. Hope you've enjoyed my selections today. I'll be back, of course, with another morning music program on Monday of next week.